And so as you find yourself being able to get as comfortable as possible today, as comfortable as you can, kind of let your body sink down into that solid support beneath you. And invite and allow yourself to go on a journey today, first of rejuvenation and comfort, and then to begin to find your way through with courage, as a warrior you are, and finding even more in your discovery process today that might be exceptionally wondrous for you. So, with eyes closed, let's let the eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. As eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now let's bring your attention as your normal natural rhythm flow of breath is occurring, and we sort of really want to appreciate that and just know that that natural normal rhythm, breathing in the positives to the mind, the comfort to the body, breathing out the negatives of the mind, tension, stress of the body. Just knowing that that's your own internal tool that is always working for you. It's something to help bring serenity to you always. Right here, right now, with your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. And then allow this sense of bringing your attention to your feet and inviting and allowing a calm, comfortable sensation to flow all around and all through, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees and thighs. Each and every breath you are releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And becoming aware of more comfort. A deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation flows up through hips, abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And that serenity sensation flows all around and all through. And as the sensation of calm comfort is joined by a nurturing sensation, It goes all along the way with that deeper inner calm, upwards from the solar plexus into the chest, all around and all through and into every nook and cranny of you. Serenity, calm, comfort, nurturing, all around, all through. And this sensation filled with the goodness that is here for you continues to flow right up into the shoulders, releasing that muscles in front and back on top, as though they could just simply unwind and untangle, and you could drop the bags, you could unburden the burdens, you could just let them all go and drift deeper. And the deeper, the more calm, comfortable. And the more calm, comfortable, the deeper. And down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, release now as you comfort even more. Turning your attention to the back area, allowing this calm comfort with its nurturing feeling of the serenity that is yours in this comforting. It flows across the upper back and down your spine, strengthening that spine, middle back releasing, deeper and lower, lower back releasing all muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And from lower back, we send this comforting now all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. So that in a moment or two, when we count backwards, if you do, if you'd like to count backwards from 5 to 0, you can. Others of you might just prefer to take a nice big deep cleansing breath in and go twice as deep as you already are, and we'll do that in just a moment. But just take this sense of calm and comfort and serenity right at the base of your neck and flow it up over the back of your head, all around your crown, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now taking one big, nice, deep cleansing breath in and release, becoming twice as comfortable as you already are. Now, moving through anything, if it feels like a stuck place or an uncomfortable place, or even what sometimes comes up as false evidence appearing real, or perhaps it's real, this next journey could be really helpful to move through. So we're going to find the tunnel through the mountain. We're going to take all of our calm comfort and our serenity right now. And we're going to know that that calm and that comfort and that serenity is inexhaustible. It's always there. It's with you right now. And it keeps on going. Even as the door of your imagination opens and you find yourself walking up a wooden mountain trail. There's some kind of trail marker that points the way through. And you're secure by knowing you have the crystal in your pocket with you, your crystal that you can shine on to find out more about anything you might want to know more about, or it can do more. It's a mechanism for you, for security. It does represent your inner strength. So, armed with your crystal, if need be, you walk forward into a landscape that you've never seen before. Any or all of your senses are heightening, and just notice. Start noticing about the landscape, because sometimes on our journeys, we might like to tell a friend about them later. So notice about it in the way that you could tell a friend about it later, if you wanted to. And so as you climb the unknown trail a little higher, from a different direction, you're noticing something. You're noticing a glimpse of light that attracts your attention. And you decide to follow it. Well, since you have the inexhaustible calm, comfort, and serenity of yourself, it also kind of shows up that you've got a courageous streak. You've got your courage in tow. And so you walk off the trail and you make your way through. And you see the light comes from a golden lantern at the entrance to the tunnel through the mountain. Well, just notice about all of that more. What exactly is that golden lantern like? And if you were going to tell your friend about this tunnel entrance, wonder what you might say about it. So there seemed to be an inscription over the tunnel, and you read it. What does that inscription say? It seems to be that the lantern is a guide for you to go through the tunnel. And so you carry the lantern. And you feel your courage heightening even more as you walk through the tunnel with the golden light from the lantern. And what are you noticing? What do you see? You feel secure and self-assured with the crystal in your pocket if you need it. But what happens through the tunnel on your way through? And how do you feel as you go through this tunnel? Courage is there all over the place within you. Self-assurance is there with your serenity and your calm. They're inexhaustible. You had the noticing of wanting to walk off the path, so you're sort of an adventurer, aren't you? And so, noticing how you feel every step of the way, what does the lantern show you? As you keep going forward through the tunnel with the lantern as your guide, wonder what happens next when you come out of the tunnel on the other side. What do you notice on the other side of the tunnel? Notice in detail, because this could be something of deeper understanding or acceptance. And yet you're still feeling fully alive with your calm and your comfort and your nurturing and your serenity. It's inexhaustible. And yet there may be some kind of acceptance or understanding that comes to you being on the other side of the tunnel and knowing where is that going to take you now. Well, perhaps to keep going, walking deeper and deeper into more new territory. But you still have your lantern and you've got your crystal and your courage is stronger than ever before because you've already gone off the path, but you're now in somewhere else and you've had a tunnel experience. So you continue walking. And you're following the curves now of being aware of the sound of a stream. So now you get it. Those curves and turns are kind of part of that curvature the stream has carved out. So you're walking along by that stream. And at some point, as you round one of these curves, there seems to be a tree that kind of might be like sort of pointing towards something in the stream. Could that be so? A tree pointing to the stream, wanting you to notice something there. And just where the stream splashes over the rocks, there in the stream bed, two ancient keys. Well, my goodness, what do these keys seem to be like? Are they the same or what? And now to get those keys, how does that happen? Because you are certainly drawn to find those two keys and get them in your hands. Is there anything that you know about these keys? Something that seems familiar? Wonder, in fact, just as you're wondering about what is known about these keys, guess what? A friendly forest guide appears. Now, the friendly forest guide recounts the legend of the ancient keys. And the legend says, the keys will show the way to whatever they will unlock. Well, you're kind of interested in this friendly forest guide. You kind of start noticing all about him because, of course, when you want to tell your friend about it later, you want to be able to describe your friendly guide. So you're really kind of looking this friendly forest guide up and down. And how are you feeling about this friendly forest guide? And boy, what are you thinking and feeling about the legend of the ancient keys that this friendly guide is telling you about? Well, walking with the friendly forest guide means the keys show the way to whatever the ancient keys will be opening. So it's onward and forward. And then we're going to take just a little bit of silence for you to find out what happens next on your journey today, because you're beginning to realize you're becoming quite a courageous warrior, because there's a lot of unknown that you're finding and discovering out all about. And where do these keys lead you? What happens next? Because the keys are showing you the way. Let yourself take a moment or two of silence and stillness to live out where these keys are taking you. And so now, having found where these keys go, it becomes another kind of gift for you, a kind of discovery that in some way allows you more acceptance, more of a feeling of serenity, and the way forward continues to be fueling you with even more courage. And so, as you go forward, it's interesting because following still along that stream bank kind of opens up into a beautiful reflecting pool. And so when you come to the edge of the reflecting pool, you look at it and you see your reflection. And it reminds you about really noticing that radiantly healthy you. It's like looking at a mirror and seeing yourself reflected back at you in this beautiful, radiantly healthy image, you. Having found some interesting things with the two ancient keys, having discovered and realized something by the golden lantern guide through the mountain, you're noticing you've got stronger courage stripes now, and you are more than radiantly healthy looking. You recognize that the courage that you've been experiencing is now, you know, giving you kind of a new uplift. And so this reflecting pool sends you a message to remind you to continually hold a radiantly healthy image of yourself, to go forward with that. And as you do, you find yourself easily walking forward beyond the reflecting pool. And it's like you've been turned back on to a path now. And it's a new path. And it's walking, though, somewhere. It's walking you to a new place again. You know, you're noticing that new territory is becoming more comfortable and familiar for you because you're armed with so many good qualities now and feeling more like the warrior that you are. You can go forward even on new paths, noticing the deep inner confidence and courage that resides in you. And so again, you kind of notice how you're feeling in this part of the forest with any or all of your senses. And then it comes to you, you know, because sometimes things do, they just come to you that it's like just sort of out of the blue, and you just know that somehow This is the path to the sheltering tree. And the breeze comes to help you. The breeze comes up to help you on your way, just as the path curves and the slopes move you down to the valley to another little brook. There the sun glints on the water, and you follow along the edge of this brook to the sheltering tree. Well, what does this tree look like? Strongly rooted into the earth as it is. Tall, and what else about this sheltering tree? How does it feel to be with this tree of yours? Old lore tells that the sheltering tree is the keeper of the mystical book, a book of magical powers. It can do many things. And now this mystical wise book comes to you. Well, it's pretty good for a warrior, wouldn't you say, to have a mystical wise book? What's it look like, this book? It's like this book has a personality all of its own. It's like a friendly supporter. And you can ask it any question, or you can open it and see what it has to show you. What do you do? What do you find out? How do you feel about the mystical book? And when you are ready, the book tells you to turn the page to learn what to look for as the answer to a question you've been wondering about. So the book is a friend, and it's speaking to you. And when you receive and allow, allowing more acceptance and more understanding, it's quite comforting for you to just kind of stretch out under the sheltering tree, kind of imagine and visualize, kind of muse about your adventure today as the warrior on your courageous path, finding out that your comfort and your calm and your serenity are inexhaustible. They're always there for you. And to just come to know that as you experience the sheltering tree, with all of what's come for you today, it's just a nice place now to rejuvenate a little bit more and notice how good it feels to actually be the adventurer, the warrior on your path. and to remember that you can carry calm and comfort and nurturing and serenity all around and all through with you, no matter what, that it's always there for you, and that you have everything you need within you, and that you can open to receive more, become more in the receptive mode, because it's journeys like this that allow for deeper receptivity to the good and the positive and the true, because journeys like we've had today is all about discovering more positive, following along the law of the mind that says what you focus on follows, so it would only follow to focus positively. And that then is how your mind and your body responds. So take the gifts from this journey. Let them drop deep within your deeper mind to find the just right place to assist and help you automatically, as they will. And then appreciate and thank all the images that have come for you today, as they certainly thank you and appreciate you for being willing to take this journey as well. And though the images may fade for now, the strength of them stays with you, so that we reinforce it all now at zero to the good, the positive, and the true, and bring back this goodness into your conscious outer awake life, feeling much more positive, feeling healthy and strong with a deep sense of well-being, as we take a nice big deep cleansing breath in and release out one. Coming back into your realizing of where you are, the room you're in, at two. And three, with a very deep inner sense of well-being, secure, comfortable, and curious to what more the day may bring in a positive way. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.